Hello, Brunswick Junior High School Wind Ensemble. I'm sorry I had to change out my battery for my recorder. My name is Jared Cassidy, and I'm one of your adjudicators for this year's festival. Nice sense of articulation. I would love more pressing into those tenutos. Da, da. It creates a nice background for the melody to be placed upon. Support that those are staccatos, though, and give direction to this line with the melody, da, 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 all the way through. Again, it's just not a matter of playing quarter notes and eighth notes and half notes, if you will. Think about the musical intent, where the notes lead into. Keep your support there, clarinets, so you'll have really good tones. Your tone won't spread. Nice sense of these articulations here. Careful not to press the tempo too much right there, though. Again, cohesivity within the ensemble in terms of feeling the internal pulse of those eighth notes, especially with flutes and clarinets right there, will be even more succinct and cohesive if you have a sense of that internal pulse. Yeah, pressing that dark chord. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. You can separate that a little bit more, I think. Mm-hmm. Release these staccatos and maintain that tempo. Dig it, da, 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 da. I do like the balance of the percussion within the wind ensemble as well. Nice articulation here. A nice release. And I like how you're matching each other in the lengths. And expand on those sustained notes. Two, three, push through that. Da, 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 da. Give direction to that where the contour of the line. It gives more depth and dimension to the line. Yeah, big breath going in. Da, da, da. You can lift off that a little bit more. And balance this out. Think about the French horns, trombones, euphonium, tuba. Bringing that line out as well. Separate these notes. Da, 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 da. Nice job with that first selection. I think that you're doing a nice job in terms of the overall sound. You're not pushing the threshold. You're playing very musically. Again, it's attention to the detail with those small references to those articulations, making sure that everybody in the ensemble has the same idea and same approach to how to articulate staccato or how to articulate a dotted eighth. How to articulate a staccato or an accent with a tenuto or an accent by itself. I apologize for the beginning of the recording. There was an issue with my recorder and the battery was dead, so I had to switch things over quickly. And now we're going on to such small things. Breath, I like that. Again, these are layers of sound, so again, think about how you can dovetail and kind of layer your sound on top of one another. It's very exposed, and I like the fact that you have good support, but I think that musically speaking, you can have more awareness of each other. Full value of these quarter notes. Mm-hmm. So low winds really create that cushion, especially with those hairpins with these dynamics, if you will. It's not a matter of even getting louder and softer. It's a matter of expanding. Think about the sound expanding three-dimensionally, not only just up and down, loud and soft, but also forward and backwards, all around like a ball. press into these core notes. Da, 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 da. That gives weight. It's going to give direction to the line right there. Building. Yeah, careful not to go. Da, da, digga, digga, digga. Again, the second eighth note is really important. Da, da, digga, digga, da. It will help you arrive at measure 21 that much more effectively. Support all the way, give direction to those quarter notes, flutes. Grow that line into the mezzo forte. Again, it's all about expansion. It's not just about getting louder and softer. It's about really like, expanding the sound forward. It's going to give more life to the phrase and more depth to the phrase. Care about those triplets, make sure they're right in time. Have a really, really good understanding of the function of those triplets as well as really expanding these the quarter note line underneath, which should be really to the forefront. Take your time, enjoy this. Enjoy it, and keep, yep, expand all the way to beat four. Expand all the way to beat four before you get to 39. Again, when you have two notes that are slurred next to each other, the first one presses into the second one. It gives more weight, which this piece is all about. It adds the expressive qualities as well as the expansion of the line. Watch your pitch as you diminuendo. You don't let that go flat. Be really, really deliberate with this piece, apart right here, piano. Think about how much weight you need to have those notes come out so you have even more purity to that sound. Nice French horn, watch your pitch, don't go sharp though. And shape that phrase. Da. Grow that. Yeah, it's a really three-dimensional line right there. 3 before 60 going into that diminuendo. Crescendo into the diminuendo. Support those quarter notes are really, really important because it's going to transition us into measure 60 right there. Every single note within a piece like this has a specific purpose and role within the overall line. Nice job, interior clarinet. Especially clarinet too. I like it. Can expand these even more, so I think it gives more weight. Again, I keep talking about that a lot. I'm sorry about that, but again, it gives more expansion. Watch your intonation with these chords. And think about the role responsibility at 74. These, like those expanded notes with the hairpins, how are that coming off of the percussion? What are you trying to convey here musically? As an ensemble, you've got to come to that determination so those parts don't seem completely uncoupled from each other. It's all part of the same idea. There's some really sensitive playing, some really musical things going on with your performance here, and I appreciate your confidence with being really specific about those entrances, because some of those entrances can be really, really tricky if you don't have enough air support, enough air speed, if you will, and I think you handled those things really nicely. Again, it's about really thinking about the emotional and expressive intent within the line, and I think that the more conversations you have about the role and responsibilities of these notes, I think the more you're going to provide an even more meaningful experience, not only for the audience, but for yourselves. How's that sail in heaven? aim for that B3. Da, da, da. Especially because Clarence go da, 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 all the way to B3. I like the balance with the percussion. It's not overwhelming the ensemble. That's fantastic. Even more separation. You're making a statement. Da, 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 da. These notes have to be separated more. To make more of a statement, it'll be more effective as a statement there. Da, da, da. I feel need more direction horizontal. Da, 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 da. You're aiming for that half note. Nice job. Nice together instead of percussion. Press into this, and your arrival point at 31. So again, those three bars before, the pickups of two bars before, you need to press into 31. Da, da, da. Don't think about those two chord notes as uncoupled. Da, da, da. One chord leads into the next. You have to be really specific, even though it's quiet, it's not weak. Da, 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 da. Separation, more rhythm. It creates a nice contrast to the sustained notes that are happening around you. Da, do, da, do, da, do, da. Yeah, bring that line out, trumpets. And again, that's the main melody out there, even though it's the story that's developed, if you will. Bring that out. Press over that bar line. Press over. Yep, you should be arriving at measure 64, releasing and going right into that double forte. Dot, 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 dot. So 65 will set off the percussion right there, 65. Yeah, again, you gotta jump off that eighth rest. You're responding. Dot, 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 ba, ba, da. That's a direct communication right there that needs to happen. Match these articulations between trumpets and flutes and clarinet one. Separate there. Da, da, da. You're making a statement. It does not... I don't know if you meant to slow down there on purpose. Keep the tempo going through, especially those sparse parts, because they all communicate off each other. And as you go, trumpets, as you go into measure 99, that should grow, grow, grow all the way into measure 99. All the way through. Nice. I think that articulations at the end are really nice. I think that, again, thinking about how you're approaching those arrival points is really important with this ensemble. You have some really outstanding players. Take advantage of those articulations and now make sure that the articulations and the phrases line up amongst the entire ensemble. You know, I often say this, I've said this a lot this weekend, I guess. Is there a difference between playing as a group of musicians at the same time? It's the difference between that versus playing as a cohesive unit where the audience and the musicians have a really good sense of how their parts interrelate with other sections and whatnot. Outstanding work, though. I really like your three selections that you had today, and I appreciate your attention to detail with the musical aspects of your playing. You know, for a middle school group, there's some really, really outstanding attention to some of the nuances of the music, and I appreciate that you didn't overblow those articulations or overblow those dynamics. Great job. I hope to hear you again in the future. Thank you so much.